Track 17, Bob's Brain Teaser Answers. Now, Bob set us a very seasonal quiz this time, and I know you've all been waiting with bated breath to hear the answers and tot up your scores. So without more ado, I'll hand you over to Sam to put you out of your misery.
Hello, pop pickers. Well, here we are again for the answers to Bob's big Christmas quiz. Number one hits that may or may not have been very Christmassy, but were number one over Christmas itself. So let's start with the answer to question number one. I asked you which Christmas number one topped the chart for the longest stint of 10 weeks. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Mull of Kintyre by Wings, or I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles? And the answer is I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Now, this song was written by the amazing Dolly Parton, who was suffering heartbreak at the time after splitting up with her longtime partner. And so she sat down and wrote this and Jolene on the same day. When the muse strikes, eh? And question number two was, which Christmas number one did David Cameron pick on Desert Island Discs? Well, the choice was from Two Little Boys by, oh dear, Rolf Harris, Mr. Blobby by, also, oh dear, but for different reasons, Mr. Blobby, or Ernie, the Fastest Milkman in the West by, see above, Benny Hill. Well, the answer was Ernie, the Fastest Milkman in the West by Benny Hill. It could have been worse, unlike Cameron's premiership. And question number three. There have been 61 Christmas number ones. Now, how many have had the word Christmas or Xmas in the title? Was it 11, 7 or 5? Well, the answer is a quite surprising 7. And here they are. Maybe you know them. Dickie Valentine's Christmas Alphabet, Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody, Mudd with Lonely This Christmas, the original Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, and then Shakin' Stevens' Merry Christmas Everyone, 1989's Band-Aid 2 with their version of Do They Know It's Christmas, and most recently, Band-Aid 20, again with Do They Know It's Christmas? Well, for question number four, we had a choice of titles for this. What was number one at the turn of the millennium? Was it I Have a Dream and Seasons in the Sun by Westlife? Can We Fix It by Bob the Builder? Don't start singing Yes We Can, I can hear you. Or was it The Millennium Prayer by Cliff Richard? The answer is Westlife, and their covers of ABBA's I Have a Dream and the English translation of Jacques Brel's Seasons in the Sun. I think they call those records a double A-side. Now, question number five. Which act has clocked up the most Christmas number ones with 4? Was it The Beatles, Cliff Richard or Westlife? Well, again, surprisingly, the answer is The Beatles. Now, the first was I Want to Hold Your Hand, the second I Feel Fine, and the third Day Tripper and We Can Work It Out. And then not long later, they bagged a fourth with Hello Goodbye in 1967. So, question number six. What's the only song to have reached the Christmas number one spot twice with exactly the same version? Was it Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid, Mary's Boy Child by Boney M, or Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen? Well, it was the latter, Bohemian Rhapsody. And that was in 1975, with a 9-week run at the top spot, and again in 1991, off the back of being used in the film Wayne's World. Question number seven. Which of these is not the title of a Christmas number one? There's No One Quite Like Grandma, Did you keep the receipt or too much? Well, I bet you remember the grandma song. It seemed to go on forever. Well, the song that is not a Christmas number one is Did You Keep the Receipt? And that's certainly not as well known as Grandma, but also not as not known as Too Much. I wonder what that was. Anyway, question number 8. Which of the following songs did not reach Christmas number one? All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, Stay Another Day by East 17, or Hallelujah by Alexandra Burke. Well, this may surprise you, and looking at my scorecard, every answer has surprised me so far. Nil point. But the track not make it at Christmas was All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. That's most jingly of songs. And question number 9. In which year was Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, the Christmas number one, for the first time? Was it in 1984? 1985 or 1986? Well, again, I'm wrong. It was 1984. That Orwellian year. I put 1985, but that was Live Aid at Wembley. Oh well. And our final question of the year, question number 10. I said it was one of the closest Christmas chart battles, but the lowest off rockers, The Darkness, narrowly missed out in 2003. Mad World by Gary Jules instead made it to number one. But what was the title of the Darkness song? It was the glam rock inspired Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End. And that bonus question, oh Vienna, who stopped Ultravox's moody electro classic Vienna reaching number one? Well, congratulations. If you told me to shut up your face, because not being rude, it was Joe Dolce with Shut Up Your Face. What's the matter you, eh? Oh, please don't tempt him to play it, because you know he will. Anyway, I hope you have fun with this quiz. Now, I've totted up all my points throughout the year by counting them on my fingers and, well, I nearly had to use my other hand. Anyway, I'm sending you very, very best wishes over the Christmas and New Year time. And we will all be back, if you'll let us, please, for more fun facts and quizzical conundrums in January. Bye! How did you do this time? Better than usual? Or not so well.